In dark forests, beyond the mountains, by black lakes in hidden groves, at your doorstep, in the shadows, something stirs. Strange beings, twisted creatures, lurking at the edge of vision, watching, waiting. This is The Sight.
My name is Carly, and I play Astrid Jaeger. Our pronouns are she, her.
This is Justin Connell. My pronouns are he, him, and I play Elijah Lord.
Hey everyone, this is Veronica. I play Dr. Araceli Cruz, and our pronouns are she, her.
My name is Bridget Connell. I go by she, her, and I play Captain Annika Helvig.
And I am your game master, Michael DeMauro. My pronouns are he, him. Previously on The Sight.
So what's the plan?
Well, he keeps on trying to spirit right.
Gotta talk to the dead.
It's becoming an addiction.
You're all ready to go now?
Yeah, the faster the better.
Follow me.
Miss Sunstorm, are you seeing this?
Seeing what, lass?
That whirlpool up there?
Well, we made it.
Dr. Cruz gets nailed in the face with a snowball. And the door opens. And out walks the boy that you saw in your dreams.
Anton!
How do you know my name?
Your grandma told us.
Kanog, master of the island, we've come to return your treasure that was previously stolen from you.
You have brought back my treasure.
Great. So we've secured a free will arrangement for Anton and the release of these children. What can we do for you?
You can take my blessing.
So you get to Kristianstad, and Officer Entensen greets you. Thank you for filling our notable NPCs.
Named after my boss.
Officer Entensen. And he's like, thanks for the tip. We were able to catch Mal, and he's downstairs in the lockup.
Good. He was the man responsible for the 32 missing children, as well as his own son, and perhaps the murder of his own wife. So I'm glad that you caught him. Well done.
That's a lot. That's a lot of stuff. We'll of course be taking your deposition. Is that what?
Statement?
Oh, sure. Yes.
Statement. Thank you.
Yes, I'll give a statement for sure.
Yeah, we beefed that one. Thanks for the help.
No problem. I'm just glad we got everything solved together.
Indeed.
And I kind of like tug on the back of Annika's coat, and I'm like, I kind of whisper to her, like, can we just have one last chat with him?
May we have one last word with Mr. Mallon before we leave?
I mean, it's the 19th century. Sure. Go crazy.
I'll escort the society down to the jail cell.
Do you want us to leave you guys alone for a little while? Do you need a bat or anything?
Oh, we have everything we need.
Oh, all right, great. Sounds good.
So she'll take everyone inside to the jail cell.
Mr. Mallon, my name's Astrid Jaeger. I believe you know some of my companions here.
The ones who poisoned me.
Okay, what? I am a medical doctor, and I would never, ever. How dare you? I take the bat.
It was the chowder.
Exactly. It was the chowder, and I hit him hard.
You hit him?
Yeah.
All right, he's on the ground.
I put my hand up. Doctor, please.
Oh, sorry. I don't know what came over me.
Yeah, I take the bat.
The purpose for us coming here was to report on your son. Anton.
What did you learn?
We found him and had a great chat with him. In fact, he's quite happy where he is now, and he said he has no wish to come back to you.
Okay. That's, look, I wasn't always the best dad, but...
That's an understatement. But honestly, I don't really need to hear what you have to say. And she like, he's probably like, he got sprawled a little bit, right? But mm-hmm. So okay. I'm gonna crouch down so that my you know, when you put your forearms on your thighs mm-hmm. and stuff, and she gets down close to him and she says, "So no matter what the humans here decide to do with you for your crimes, you'll likely be hanged. But know that whatever time you have left does not belong to you anymore. It belongs to Canog and what you've done to him. So whatever you do and anything that you say to anyone now is in service of him."
I don't even know what that means.
You will.
Look, I don't know what to say. Like you said, they're talking about hanging me, so...
You can begin repenting by apologizing.
And telling us where the rest of the treasure is.
I sold it to get money. I had to have money.
To whom?
I went...
The manor, the mansion, and the awful statue hacked inside of a tree trunk, pretty much.
I thought it was good. You didn't think it was good?
Good or not, it's now ashes.
It was awful.
The vicar, he was the one who sold it for me. Mm.
I see. Well, we'll report that to the captain officer and let him know that the vicar needs to be taken into custody as well. And you will also be tried for the murder of your wife. Do you have anything to say in your defense about that at the moment?
I didn't murder my wife. She died during childbirth.
That checks out.
Is that everything that we're going to say to him? Because she'll just escort them back outside.
Yes.
So we do it.
You do it. You're outside.
Yay. And now we go...
Home.
Castle Gillencroutz, which y'all did the poll chat, and it was y'all voted on workshop. So we get a new workshop now.
What does having a new workshop mean?
It means that we get the well-maintained tools or well-maintained weapons perk. One person out of the group, if they spend their time in the workshop, gets the perk.
Ooh. And what is the perk?
It's like an advantage.
Yeah, I think it gives you a bonus when you can choose to use your bonus or whatever.
Tools or weapons. And it allows us to, if we wanted to hire an official caretaker... Because we need a caretaker in order to have the raven roost.
For now, though, let's get the gardener.
The gardener gives you three minor poisons or one major poison.
So this is obviously a collaborative storytelling environment. So tell me about this cook. Or sorry, gardener.
Gardener.
Oh, can it be a little old lady?
Frizzy hair.
Long, poofy gray hair.
Big butt.
Waddles a little.
Yeah.
She's got arthritis in her hands from because she's done gardening manual labor her whole life, but she doesn't let that stop her.
Can her name be Nana because she refuses to go by anything else? Like,
could it be Nan?
Her real name has to be a flower name, like Amaryllis or Violet.
Rose.
Rosie Scooge.
If she's a gardener who gives us poisons, her real name should be Belladonna.
Belladonna Scooge is a terrifying name.
Belladonna Scooge.
All right, so you are interviewing. This is your last interview for the day. In comes Belladonna Scooge.
Oh, what about Brunner? That's also a plant.
That's a cute one.
And you got the alliteration.
Belladonna Brunner. Come on.
That sounds good.
So we just had to interview Scooge.
So Gardar Scooge is
Gardar Scooge! Can we please hire him for something else?
Is your penultimate interview. I haven't gardened a lot, but I'm pretty good at pretty much everything, so...
What are your qualifications?
He's in a hot dog suit.
What am I good at? I'm good at everything. I mean, I do. What is gardening? You plant stuff in dirt.
Please identify these three specimens.
Green, and brown.
Okay, that concludes this interview.
All right. Well, I'll be back for sure.
I will never, ever be okay with hiring Scooge.
Hello.
Good evening.
Oh, hello, dear. The man who just left smelled like shit.
We've been running into a lot of those lately, actually.
Yes, 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 yes. Well, my name is Belladonna Bruner, but you can call me Nan.
It's nice to meet you. What are your qualifications?
I've been a professional gardener for the last 50 years, and I can make a really good poison.
Briar.
Okay, I'll get started right away.
Can we make sure she has a little Hagrid hut on the premises?
And a big straw hat.
I'll set up my hut right over there. I think we could make a butterfly enclosure.
Fantastic.
That would be so great because our friend Elijah is constantly pushing himself so hard. Having a place for him to sit back and relax would be wonderful.
So you all get back, you hire a gardener, you do a, what is it, a workshop?
Yeah.
So you have a workshop now. Frisk gets going on the workshop right away. It'll take a few weeks or whatever. But, you know, that means that you all have plenty of time to get some rest and relaxation, recover all of your mental conditions and your physical conditions and all that stuff.
Cool.
And so essentially, I think it was January. Did we say it was January?
It's around January, yeah.
I think like a couple months are going to pass by, but we're going to play a couple scenes in that time. And I think maybe the first one we'll do is about a week and a half after you all get back. Elijah, you're staying. Elijah is staying at the castle. Is that right?
Yes.
And Astrid is also staying at the castle.
Yes, she is poor.
Araceli is still has her own digs. And I know, like, if anyone's going to like be leaving or going away or doing anything like that immediately, I guess just tell me now so I know who's where and all that junk. Astrid is like doing her hunting stuff. Working on her reading.
Uh-huh.
Elijah is mostly recovering. And
mostly.
Well, you note that there's been a lot of sort of hammering and whatnot from the from up in the second floor, and apparently Frisk has been readying a room for Annika. Elijah, you're hanging out doing some whatever Elijah does. Crumpling up pieces of paper, scratching on them, crumpling them up, throwing them away.
Being broody.
And you see Annika is moving in.
Interesting. What do I see, like, when she's moving in?
She's just carrying maybe, like, a suitcase. Nothing fancy. Maybe, like, just, she has her, like, a coat over her arm and a suitcase. And she's walking up to her room.
Captain, I thought, are you moving in the castle?
Not moving in. I'm taking a break from my own home, my own room at the moment. I'm getting just these nightmares. I live right on the street. It's very loud, so I'm just like looking for some peace and quiet. So.
Oh, well, you definitely will get that here. Okay. Well, then I'll let you be on your way then.
All right.
And I just...
Nice talking to you.
Yep.
And she goes to her room.
Okay. Now, Astrid, I know that you had wanted to potentially do a seance.
I do. But I don't want to do it until Elijah's recovered and it looks like he's doing okay.
Yeah, so I think at this point, Elijah's definitely...
Yeah, he's okay. He's been kind of customizing like the seance room a little bit more. Just things that would... What he would think would actually bring him a little bit more comfort instead of thinking of what would actually he would think be a seance being or being a, or like a medium being. Just he would find like maybe portraits of some of the other society members, just kind of hang them in there, like ones that are of notable who were notable mediums as well. So he's just kind of just. Taking care of that, he's kind of finagling some stuff in the seance room.
Okay. So I'll find him at some point when you look to be in much better spirits. And, you know, you and I are kind of the only ones in the castle all day because we don't have jobs outside. So we probably got to be not, if not friends, like, more comfortable.
Right.
You know? Oh, Mr. Lord.
Oh, Astrid. Come on, I'm trying to figure out this painting, and it's a painting of, like, somebody who kind of looks like that eagle from the Muppets. He's got a really super hooked nose and bald head. He's like, I can't tell if this is crooked or not.
And she'll, like, scooch back into the room.
Is it the painting or is it his face that's making it look like it's crooked?
I think it's his face.
It could be his face. Okay. Anyway.
No, it looks great in here. You've been working hard.
After our experience in Kvik, trying to find a little bit more solace in what I do, or getting into that. It's talking to the dead can be really taxing.
Oh, I mean, I imagine. I can't even imagine, but I can sympathize.
Well,
does that mean you're done talking to the dead?
Oh God, no, absolutely not.
Okay,
like, who could never? Like, no, this is like, I don't know which is either drawn to the bottle or trying to, like, reach out to somebody on the other side. But you mentioned before that you were wanting to do a seance.
Yeah, that's kind of why I've come today, to see how you're doing. I know that the last time, Kvik was pretty taxing on you, so I don't want to push you or anything. It's, I was just checking.
Elijah is a little bit more loose, a little bit more, now that he's actually feel like he's taking responsibility with the seance room.
Ooh.
He goes, I appreciate the concern. I think I'm in a better spot now than I was weeks ago. So, but it's on your own time. It's whichever you would like to do.
Oh, no, I'd like to do it.
He starts dimming some of the lanterns. If you could...
Oh, like right now? Oh, okay. So I'll start lighting candles, taking your lead on things.
We start, you know, getting that set up and...
Burning some sage.
Yeah, he sits down at the table and he goes... All right, so what are you trying to do? Like, what do you want? What are you looking for?
My sister went missing before we met, but it's been about a half a year now. I mean, part of what I'm doing here is to try to find her, but I'm wondering that if we try to contact her, if she's passed on, then maybe I'll have some answers.
I'm not sure really what to say as far as what to hope for.
Yeah, no, I mean, I understand that. There's part of me, at least then I would know, but I hope that she doesn't show. I mean, the only thing I can do right now is to confirm, yes, she's gone, if she shows up. Else, I can keep looking. It would give me a reason to.
What? I guess I don't want to ask too many questions about how she went. She's absolutely just one day gone?
Yes. She was out hunting with my family, and when they came back, she wasn't with them. And no one remembers her, except for me. There's proof that she was there. I have her things, but... I'm the only one that remembers that she existed.
So, we could try to do that. We could try to contact the dead, or we can also, for the medium purposes, you can use observation to perform seances where you predict people's futures and contact the dead.
Ooh.
Okay, so yeah, we could try to, if we don't get a hold of your sister and get somebody else, this may get very... interesting.
She reaches into her boot and pulls out a knife and puts it on the table. And she's like, okay, I'm ready.
he's just staring at the knife and goes, okay.
We're trying to contact the dead of Astrid's sister.
And she like reaches like behind her neck and she pulls out like a leather thong that has like this really ratty old black feather on it and kind of puts it. I don't know if this will help, but this was hers.
Hold that in your hands.
She does.
And hold my hands.
She does.
What's her name?
Alva.
Alva. Okay. And he's gonna begin the seance. So he does observation. 7 with observation. I have 1 success out of the 7. So he is starting to breathe, calling Alva's name.
You hold, you're holding Astrid's hands. You're trying to reach out to Alva, and you don't get anything back.
It's just dead quiet. So he opens up one eye, kind of looks back, and he goes, "Well, I think that's your answer."
What? What's my answer?
Well, she's not dead.
She stops and is looking considering, and then is like, takes a deep breath, like lets out a big breath, like.
So, if she's not dead, while unfortunately there's not really much that I can do to help.
No, actually, that she like starts to get teary too. Like, no, thank you. That really helps.
He opens up his hands to kind of like a. He looks at the. It was a feather, like a black feather.
Yeah, it was like a ratty looking black feather.
Okay, well, hold on to that.
And she puts it back over her head and tucks it in her shirt. Thank you. I mean, it doesn't help with my current predicament, but knowing that she's out there somewhere.
And you said that she went missing from your village.
Yeah, she was out hunting with my family at the time.
Well, maybe we'll go back. Maybe we'll, you know, if we could find 32 missing kids, a giant rolling snake, and, you know, dead people, I think we can maybe have some luck looking in a village for your sister, who's, you know, it's gotta be somewhere.
I'm not making it up.
His eyes kind of, like, go back and forth. He was like,
my family said I made it up, but I'm. It's not. I've got her things.
So your family is saying that you're making Alva up, your sister. Was there any chance that you've thought the same thing too? I mean, obviously now you're telling me about her, but
oh, no. I know she exists. I have so many memories of her.
It's very interesting. It's hard to... That must have been kind of hard, having your family say that you're making something up. It's hard when you don't have people behind you to help.
Yeah, they told me to leave. I was upsetting people too much. They thought that I was... they're not very tolerant for if you're not being productive, if you're not helping the town, and I couldn't concentrate anymore. People were getting upset, so I had to leave. They asked me to leave.
Well, if they didn't make you leave, then you wouldn't be here now. So he stands up, he goes and grabs a bottle of absinthe and glasses, and is like, I call a toast. And pours 2 things of absinthe and says to you that your sister's not dead, and to me who didn't get possessed.
And she's like staring hard at this bright green liquor, like, but she takes, she'll like. Oh, actually, you know what? She probably handles it fairly well. I think back at she drank like. Jägermeister and moonshine her whole life. Oh, it's not bad.
Excellent. Okay, what is Araceli doing?
So, in my time, I've realized that being a surgeon is not always the most helpful to my friends as they are dealing with some really scary stuff and pushing their minds to the limit. So, during my time, I am going to spend some volunteer hours at a local asylum where I can learn how to help people with mental conditions.
Cool.
And that is how I'm going to attain the Lord's Shepherd's talent.
Oh, nice.
And then I had two left over from last time, which allows me to use another one. And because the rich get richer, bitch, I'm going to increase my wealth. You know, and now I'm up to a 7 on the road.
Jesus Christ.
What does the Lord Shepherd perk do?
So it gives me a +2 to inspiration to heal mental conditions.
Hell yeah, that's awesome.
Do you want to do a scene at the asylum? You could talk to our old buddy Linnea.
Absolutely, I would love to.
Aww.
Linnea Elfkin was the last member of the society. She handed over the keys to Castle Gillenkreutz and essentially invited you all to join the society. So you're in visiting with Linnea, and she's like, "Oh, thank you for. I get so few visitors. It's so nice. It's so nice to see a friendly face."
Just nice, and I want to thank you because you know, giving us the keys to the castle and allowing us to take on the important work that the society started, and now that we get to continue, has really been such a big part of how I see myself living out the rest of my days. So I've really become quite dedicated to the work. As you know, I've spent, you know, decades learning how to be a surgeon, and I just found that, you know, while that is helpful, it's not always the most helpful, and I was just kind of trying to see if maybe you had some sort of inspiration to give me on how I could maybe help my friends as they encounter some of these awful things.
Well, you see that I am living in an asylum, so clearly mental health is important to me, and working with the society, it will absolutely break you. If you spend enough time there, you're gonna see some things that you are not gonna be able to unsee. So, it's important for you to, you know, make sure that you take care of yourself, and I think what you're doing sounds wonderful. It sounds like you'll be able to help your friends keep everyone in a good state of mind. And but yeah, it's I saw so many people break after horrific monsters tore their friends apart right in front of them, feasted on their entrails.
Excuse me? Everything that we've encountered has been pretty cool and let us just talk.
Oh, well, that won't happen forever. You will eventually run into just a bloodthirsty monster at some point.
That can't be reasoned with? I mean, reason should triumph.
Yes. Yes, I'm sure they can all be reasoned with. I just would be careful if I were you, because it might be hard to reason with all of them.
Oh, okay. Well, thank you. That's exactly the kind of advice that I needed. So I'm really glad to know that whatever comes our way, we'll be able to face it. Brains forward, hearts full of love and compassion for whatever walk this face is on.
I once saw a giant rip a man apart like fresh bread.
Thank you for your time.
Okay.
I walk out of there feeling more prepared, but less wealthy. I think that I'll spend some time actually focusing on close combat training. I'm going to work with Duke, and I'm going to take the combat trained general talent to gain a +2 to close combat and force when parrying.
Nice.
All right.
That's smart.
Cool.
Yep.
Excellent.
I take all of those stocks and bonds right back to where I found them.
So I know, Astrid, you were thinking about going back to the village at some point.
Mm-hmm.
Do you want to do that now?
Whatever you want to do.
So you are heading out to...
So at some point she says that she'll be gone for,
a few weeks probably.
Yeah, a few weeks. Because she's quite a far ways away from her settlement, town, village? Encampment?
Something like that.
It's very small. So she has to travel there. She takes Fugle with her.
Now you can talk to...
That's like the first thing I would do when I get back. Okay, let's say it didn't kick in. Okay, I wanna... there's no way I'm not talking to my... So I wait till I'm like a day out towards... Oh, actually, in preparation to go to the village, she's been hunting a lot. And like a lot of smaller game than usual, rabbits, I'm not sure if mink would be up there, foxes, ones that their pelts bring a higher return.
Okay.
So that I have a small cache of money to bring with me. Mm-hmm. A day in, I get a low branch and I put Fugle on it. And for people that don't remember, Fugle is my hunting falcon. And I'm like staring at him. Can you understand me?
Scratch, scratch! The human talks to me again.
Oh my gosh! Okay, he said that this would happen, but I didn't think it would actually happen.
It's so cute, the human thinks it can talk.
No, I can understand you.
What? You have been touched.
I have. There was a lindworm. I'm sorry. We couldn't bring you because we had to go on a train and they wouldn't let you on the train.
What? I could have flown next to the train.
You can't fly that long.
I could have landed on the top of the train. I was so lonely.
I'm so sorry. Did you not hang out with Duchess?
Duchess farts so much.
I know, right?
And you should hear Frisk when you're not around.
Does he badmouth us?
No, it's the farts.
Wow, this is amazing. Can we just understand each other all the time now?
I don't know.
Okay, well, I'm taking you back home for a while. Well, no, not for a while. We'll probably only be there for like an hour. So this is a long way to travel for a very little return, but...
Will we see Alva?
Oh, she fucking freezes. and she's kind of like, you remember Alva?
Why would I?
And she did, not that she's hurting him, but like puts her hands on the side and she's like, you're not just like repeating something I said over and over, like you've actually seen her?
I have not seen her since we left.
No one remembers her. No one back home remembers her.
Humans. They're strange.
But I remember her.
Why wouldn't you?
Because they don't remember her.
I don't get it.
No, that's fair. You're a bird. I'm so happy right now. You just confirmed that she's alive. I'm not the only one.
Do you have a mouse?
Yes, I do. She fishes a
mouse for Fugle.
Okay, then she's gonna spend the time like asking Fugle questions about Alva and seeing like because it like bird brain and human brain not same brain, so more like asking him simple questions about. Thing she knows he was there for, and like, so that make sure that what he's saying is right and that he does properly remember her.
Mm-hmm.
So,
I think it's probably very animal-like memory, right? Like,
yeah,
he, you know, like, even your dogs, they know you when you come home. They, even if you've been gone for a while,
or yeah, whatever.
So, like, he probably doesn't remember a ton of super specific things.
Yeah, but she's trying to be more broad.
But he can definitely, like, describe her to you, you know, things like that.
Okay.
So, like, you're sure that he really remembers her.
Okay. That is, like, the biggest revelation for her.
And now you can go tell the people in the village that your bird remembers.
Yeah, she's not going to do that.
I can talk to it. It remembers her.
Tell them! The village is, it's like a bunch of settlements. So it's a bunch of hunting settlements, and they all have like a territory, essentially.
Mm.
And so she's going back, and there's like probably 25 to 30 people in her settlement.
Mm.
Maybe more than that, maybe more like 50, because there's like 10 families or something like that.
Mm.
So I'm bringing, like, growing up, she was very, like, everything was very strict.
Mm-hmm.
And you did things a certain way, and so respect for your family and for your settlement was like very ingrained in her. So she's bringing back, like, she's not going there to stay. She's not even going to go. She's probably going to see the elder of the settlement,
Olga Viklander.
Olga Viklander. Yeah, she's probably going to see her tithing, and then leaving.
Yeah, so Olga essentially, and like, we don't, I do want to do one more scene, but Olga essentially is like, you know, we would like to have you back once you have regained your senses and forget about this sister nonsense.
And she was really not expecting anything, so this isn't necessarily a shock to her.
Yeah.
So she just says, of course, and then leaves.
So you are leaving. You're leaving town. Like, I don't know if you maybe checked in with your parents or anything.
I think that they probably fought pretty hard because they were trying to get it so she didn't get kicked out. So I don't know. I don't think so.
Okay. Well, you're leaving town, and you can hear someone essentially running up from behind you from town. Felix comes running up to you, and he grabs your shoulder, and he goes, why are you leaving? Why didn't you say anything?
She, like, goes super pale, and she, like, she looks like she's sick.
Yeah.
Essentially. And she kind of, like, pushes his hand off of her.
Yeah.
And is like, you heard what the elders said. I'm not to come back. I was just giving them money, and I'm leaving.
I think I figured it out. I think I know what's happening. You made up this sister stuff because that I was supposed to marry because you feel guilty because we know, you know, we were together before we were married. But I'll marry you. I'll make you an honest woman.
I'm not coming back. I'm not a liar. You know me better than anyone.
I know you're not a liar. I just, don't you think if I was engaged to marry your sister, I would remember? I've always loved you. Since we were kids.
And yeah, she's like shaking. And she looks so sick.
Why would I be marrying your sister if I loved you?
I can't do this, she says, and she pushes him away and goes.
Okay, can we go back to Elijah?
Of course.
What's Elijah getting up to?
He's probably kind of pickled from absinthe and writing about a story fired by the events from Kavik of this married couple who conned this other man to marry somebody else and then ruin him, and basically all the stuff that happened with Kavik, because he really meant it where he said, like, oh, this is like salacious stuff, I'm writing this down. That is what he's doing at the moment. So he's just kind of, he's scratching on paper in his room.
Okay. It's probably pretty late at night.
Yes.
And you hear a scratching at your door and a whining sound.
A whining as in like a dog whining?
That's what it sounds like.
Okay. I go to the door.
Okay.
Well, I guess with pen in hand.
Okay.
I open the door. Just only like, just kind of cricket it open so I could see.
Duchess pushes her way in.
Oh.
And goes and scurries underneath your bed.
Go. He's like, he makes a huge hand motion in a drunken way. He's like, okay. What do you tell dogs? Leave. food? What do you like? He's getting down on the floor, looking at Duchess, what are you doing?
And Duchess just kind of looks scared and is just kind of whimpering and doesn't want to come out from underneath the bed.
Okay. So he's looking right back out to the door. It's open.
Mm-hmm.
Do I see anything? It's nighttime. I mean, I'm pretty sure I'm in a lit room.
Do you want to roll investigation for me?
Of course. All right, I got one success.
You hear some rustling, a rustling sound coming from what is probably the library.
Okay. He starts to head over towards that way, I guess, with some kind of light, I assume, like a candle or a lamp. Or is the castle also lit, like well lit, or is it
at this time of night? Frisk would have come through and put out the various candelabras and whatnot.
Okay,
so you do up ahead. You do see there is light in the library, and you hear what sounds like ripping.
He's now like walking a little bit faster towards the library, because even though Elijah has been a coward and also a drunkard, he still is a writer, and you know, somebody ripping up books is just makes him a little bit upset. He gets to the library doors.
I would say the door is ajar. You can see the light. There's light in the library, so
he's just looking through any kind of opening.
You see a ghostly visage, and then you realize it is in fact Annika, wearing a long white nightgown. She almost looked, you know, ephemeral for a second, almost looked ghostly, but there she is. You've only ever seen her hair up in a bun. But it is spilling down over her shoulders, looking very unkempt. And there are torn pages scattered all over the floor around her. And she's tearing more out of a book one by one.
Christ on the candle. He's going to slowly open the door. And he'll start to poke in and go, "Hello, Captain."
"Mr. Lord, I have a question for you."
"I could probably say the same for you, but you go ahead."
"Have you ever held your own guts in your hands?"
"Can't say I have."
"You've never felt them? Warm and soft. All spilled out."
"I have to say that, nope, I haven't done that recently."
"I have."
"You have? When?"
"When we were going to take the town. They told us to take it back, but we were so surprised."
"I see."
"Now roll investigate."
With my writing utensils and paper, he goes ahead and pulls out his notebook. Good. He's going to go ahead and start writing. That's going to do it +2 in investigation.
Okay.
One success.
You notice that Annika's hands seem a little blotchy and red, almost like they were... It's almost like a burn. It looks like kind of raw.
Elijah swallows. And he's just going to go ahead and start writing what he's seeing. So you were to take the town, and then what happened?
They call it the Bloody Mile now. The ones who found our bodies in the woods.
How many bodies?
My men. All of them. Their innards were strewn across the ground like a red blanket.
You hear footsteps coming down the hall.
He looks behind him, and he shuts the library door behind him. Captain, did you do something?
I saw something. Shadows. They were wearing the colors of France.
Somebody's trying to open the door.
He creaks it open, and he looks at on who's on the other side.
It's Mr. Frisk. And he pushes past you, much like Duchess. And he goes, Annika, what are you doing out? You should be in your room. And he takes her by the shoulders and he starts steering her out of the library.
So Elijah is going to do the best that he can with the pen and paper that he has. He's taken a sketch of Annika's hand.
Okay.
About the guts, Mr. Lord, don't worry. You won't feel a thing. And then she smiles and leaves.
Not at all ominous.
Was there any kind of relevance with the book that I kind of look at whatever the pages that she was tearing out?
You find the book, and it is The Unsung Heroes of War, The Honored Veterans of Our Scandinavia.
He's gonna pick up the pages from this torn-out book and just not put the book back in the library, but he's going to now hold it in his own room.
Hmm.
He's going to kind of try to tail Frisk. What more can he find? Can he see?
You head up, and he does indeed take her to her room. He brings her inside. If you want to see what he's doing without him noticing, that will be a stealth roll. Or you can hang back and just sort of wait until he's gone.
I got one success.
Okay. He closes the door. He's in there for not very long. He closes the door behind him. He pulls out a key you've not seen before. And his back is sort of blocking the way, but you hear a click as he locks the door. And then he marches off in the direction of his own room.
This is a very interesting night. I guess Elijah is not going to pursue this any further for tonight. Takes his candle back to his room. Is Duchess still in the room?
Duchess was waiting outside the room and her tail's wagging.
Well, keep me company tonight, because that was scary as hell.
She trots in the room and hops up on the bed.
Elijah's gonna call it a night and go to bed.
So a couple days pass. You haven't seen Captain Helvig at all, but you see her. And would she have her bag again? Or
yeah, probably she'd be leaving.
She's seems to be heading back to her place.
Are you heading out, Captain?
Yes, I'm heading home.
Okay. Do you sleep well?
Yes. Did we? Did I? Never mind. Anyway, good day, sir.
He's not gonna fight for that. He's like, well, have a good day, and maybe I'll see you at the tavern. And throw me out.
Looking forward to it.
Astrid passes by. Astrid's coming back. She's back from her trip.
She's looking dirty. She's got like smears on her, and You probably, like, you'll see her just when she's calling down her bird, and she's talking at it just constantly.
And let's say Araceli, old Nan is showing you some of her new poison concoctions. So she has invited you to come see them. So you happen to be trotting in at the same time.
Oh, wonderful. I'm also very dirty. Oh. I announce. Someone come at me, try and attack me. No, shove me. Do it.
She does.
Okay, and then Duke and I have this really cute parry where I roll out of the way and he just woof comes through, and so I can make a fast escape.
Wow. Good job. You trained him. That was really impressive.
And my training made it so that you can't hit us.
Sucker punch Duke.
Is it spring now?
It's probably like February, so it's probably not super warm yet.
Not quite the last frost.
I can talk to my bird. Oh, Duke? She like gets down on his level.
He pants at you.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
He licks your face.
What do you think Duke's power was that he gained from Canuck?
Duke, do you know what your power is? Can you tell us what your power is?
He barks sharply at you.
I don't understand anything he's saying.
Do I?
He looks over at you.
Oh, yes, Duke. I'm paying attention. How can I help?
He sits down in front of you like a good boy.
I wonder if this only extends to Fugle.
Well, I mean, Duke got his own blessing. Fugle got your leftover blessing.
You think Elijah looks even more rattled than normal.
Elijah, shall we meet in the library?
That would be... Yes.
Everyone, it's been great to see you. Elijah and I have to catch up. As you know, we're both very smart.
I'll be on my way then. Nice to see all of you.
Bye, Captain!
Okay, you're in the library.
Doctor.
Have a seat.
Sure.
How was your time alone?
It was fun for the time being. I think I may have had too much to drink.
And why do you think you had too much to drink?
Where do you think the captain came from?
Oh, I assumed that you two were former lovers because she has...
What?
Well, because she's just always, always very angry that you're drinking. Was I mistaken?
Yes, mistaken. I see where you're coming from.
Where did the captain come from?
Do you know if she has seen combat?
Oh, well, yeah, that's what she... I mean, she's mentioned it several times.
3 nights ago, I ran into her, I guess, in the library. And she bloody sleepwalks.
In the past, have you encountered other persons that sleepwalk?
Okay. Maybe I'll come back to this later. No, people sleepwalking doesn't bother me. Let's be frank then. What are you trying to find from me? What do you want to know?
Elijah, you look as though you are ill-rested, upset, and you know, the past month or so I've really been on a journey of self-exploration that should help me help you to feel better. So the only thing that I want is to be able to help you process and cope these feelings.
Can I do a observation check to see if, like, if the doctor's being legit or if it's just...
Yes, that would be the first time we've used observation properly.
Or if this is being genuine, or if she's doing some manipulation on me. Nope, that's the first fail for the night.
Do you want to push it?
You want to push it?
Nope.
That's pushy.
She seems genuine.
I'm working on it. I, you know, which sounds very far-fetched and a lie, but it's true. I am a bit frazzled and just sometimes don't really know which end is up and what I'm supposed to do, but That's okay, right?
Absolutely it is. What happened with the captain?
You know, the captain may be a metaphor, and so we may be talking a bit on both ends of the candle on this. I walked in on the captain sleepwalking, who was ripping pages out of a book, and talked about how good it felt to have entrails in between your fingers.
Well, I mean, she is a veteran of fierce combat during wartime. She does seem to have a terrible memory of some Faison that she believes to have done terrible things. So it could be that she is afflicted by some memory of these Faison, and perhaps she's just now dealing with that trauma.
I disagree.
Well, was she malicious toward you in any way, or did it seem like her trauma was self-contained?
I think Captain Annika Helvig has things very much in control, very capable, and is a very strong woman. But I think Annika Helvig has some deep pleasure that I'm not really sure if I want to find out.
Do you mean like a bloodlust of sorts?
And then again, maybe I had too much to drink.
Tell me about your mother.
Thank you for joining us for another episode of The Sight of Faison RPG. We record episodes live on Saturday evenings at 8 p.m. Eastern on twitch.tv/geeklyinc. This podcast is made possible by the Geekly Inc. Patreon. Go to patreon.com/geeklyinc to find our video archive and to help support the network. If you would like to learn more about our cast members, you can find Carly Shields on social media at AnimatedMe with the E's as threes. And she also appears on the podcast Brute Force. Veronica Escamilla Brady can be found at Typical Veronica, and she also appears on the podcast Welcome to St. Paxton. Justin Connell can be found on social at Just Connell, and Bridget Connell can be found at Bridget Connell. Bridget is the artist for Dark Horse's Lady Baltimore, which is available at your local comic shop. Michael DeMauro can be found on social media at Thrifty Nerd, and he appears on several podcasts, including Greetings Adventurers, Dear Internet, and You're a Wizard, Harry. Podcast art created by Bridget Connell. The music played on this episode was the official Faison soundtrack, provided courtesy of Free League Publishing. Find out more about Faison and many other tabletop RPGs at freeleaguepublishing.com. Some of the background music and ambience in this episode were from Sirenscape. Enhance your gaming table at sirenscape.com.
The songs Andrea's Theme, Dance of Questionable Tuning, Ernest, Hyperfun, Ether Vox, Enchanted Valley, Comfortable Mystery 4, Day of Chaos, I Can Feel It Coming, Mystery Sax, Infados, and Comic Plotting are by Kevin McLeod of Incompetech.com. Licensed under Creative Commons by Attribution 4.0. creativecommons.org/licenses/by/4.0. Some of the songs may have been modified from the original form in this episode.